Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to the conversation here on the Study Hour, looking at our Let's Make It Practical conversation. And we want to invite you to stay connected and stay tuned as we study together God's Word. Joining us on the line will be Elder Chivula, talking to us on hope, how to nurture it in times of waiting. As you are in the hallway waiting for that response from Jehovah, what do you do in the interim? So do join us as we will be conversing about these matters together. Now, as we begin the week, we are saying, hope is not passive, right? It's not something that just stands on the sidelines and waits for someone to do something for it. No, it's not wishful thinking or emotional optimism. That's not what we're talking about. And don't be mistaken, because sometimes people think, it's such a crutch, this Christian thing of hope, where you want to just wallow in mediocrity. And that's not what we're talking about this morning nor this week. In Scripture, hope is active. It is rooted in trust, shaped in memory, and sustained by promise. Waiting becomes transformative when hope is cultivated intentionally, not just endured. And the Bible actually says in Romans that hope does not disappoint. So do join us as we converse together on this lesson. And joining us on the line, like I said, is our Elder Chivula, who will be talking to us as we study together God's Word. Sir, good morning to you. Welcome to the Adventist World Radio.
Thank you so much. Good morning to Derek. How are you?
No, doing okay. Thank you so much. Trusting that we find you well.
No, we are doing well here in Zambia, in the Copper Belt, and in particular in Chingola town.
Amen, amen. We appreciate you, Mdala, and thank you for taking the time to join us as we study together this week. We are so thankful. Now, we are looking at this idea of hope. Maybe let's really clarify, what does hope look like in and maybe looking at it from your personal perspective as well, in your life, when circumstances remain unchanged, you're hoping, you're praying, but yet things stay the same. Do you still possess hope? What does that look like when things are not changing?
Thank you so much, Derek. It's a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us as believers, our hope is anchored, our belief is anchored on this hope that we have. Otherwise, you may find that you may be believing on something, maybe waiting for something, because the definition of hope itself
mm-hmm.
is a feeling of expectation and a desire, okay, for a particular thing to happen.
Okay.
And as you have rightly put it, that you have been praying, you have been wanting this, you want a job, and so on, and there's nothing that is happening. What is it that you can do? Because things are not the way you expect them to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, from my perspective, looking at hope, I think hope takes me to the scripture, Revelation chapter 21.
Mm-hmm.
There, I'm given hope. I'm assured that as John writes in the book of Revelation 21, verses 1 to 5, those verses give me encouragement on my perspective, because it says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Okay.
The verse goes on to say, even if things doesn't happen in my life, in my lifetime, but what keeps me going as an individual, as a Christian, it is this hope that finally, what the Lord has promised will come to pass. Things may not change in my life now,
mm-hmm.
but the God whom I worship, who knows and understands me very well, he has given us this promise that all of us as Christians are waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So the coming of the Lord, I think it culminates now all hopes that have been given to humanity. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of promises and hopes in the scriptures, but this one, it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This one is for everyone. I think this keeps my life at least at par with the walk with the Lord.
So you're not really too bothered about the smaller things that happen on a day to day. You're saying in the grander picture. I mean, if you don't have though, but Muruti, Mdala, help me maybe just balance, especially for someone who might not have as strong a faith as you possess. To say what you're describing almost sounds like wishful thinking, because here's the challenge: you don't have any testimony of hope being fulfilled in the smaller things that you're praying for that you can see in your lifetime. How can you possess hope of something that you will never be sure if it will happen, something that will happen in the future? I mean, I'm reminded of a song. I think it's Peter McIntosh the late, who would say, you know what, some are looking for heaven, a pie in the sky, that when they die they will get to it. But hey, if you are wise, you will know that yours is here on earth, because this thing that is promised afterlife might never happen. It's a crutch. You want to soothe us and atone us with something that we will never be sure if we will receive or not. No one has ever testified that they've received it. How will you balance that if your hope is of the second coming, but here on earth you don't mind not getting any answers? How do you assist somebody who's saying, Mdala, this thing of yours is not make sure?
Thanks so much, Mr. Derek. That's the other aspect, as you put it. Hope is not passive, okay? Mm-hmm. We will not just wait and wait until Christ comes and then nothing happens. So hope is not passive, which means that hope isn't just sitting back.
Okay.
On the other aspect, again, hope, even if we are waiting for the Lord Jesus, we'll not just sit down doing nothing and wait for things to happen on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about being proactive. As we are waiting, we are doing something. We are waking, bettering our lives. Okay, taking actions and working towards making that hope a reality. Sometimes you may have dreams, you may have hope in your life. Uh-huh. I want to be like this. I want to do this. So you may just sit down and wait. But there's an aspect of us being proactive, us working, us towards working the same way, the same goal. Okay, so there's an effort that must uh-huh. be put also now on our side as an individual.
But here you are, Mdala, you put in those CVs, you've done the job interviews, you're going around, you're doing activity, and you are not getting the job. How do you say, no, it's not that makes it that better for me, that I know I'm hopeful and I'm working? How is that an answer? You're praying for a sick child who is going to die. You're praying for whatever it is that's not coming through. How can you say that hope is something tangible? And how do we even then be bold enough to claim to the world that hope does not disappoint, Romans chapter 5?
Yes, this hope that we have, human being, we have got that natural instinct in us, okay? That natural instinct in us, because even if you pray, you will not say, things didn't come to pass, or my daughter hasn't gotten well, okay? So there's that belief in us. All of us has got that belief in us saying, one day things will be better. Okay.
Even though they don't become better.
Unless we don't.
Even if we die without them being better, it's okay. Let's just keep hoping. Because there are many who died without receiving the promise.
When we are talking to a Christian, I think in each religion, there is some sort of hope that they have.
Mm.
Okay? And I feel we are talking to the Christians.
We are talking to those who are hoping to be Christian, Mdala. Those are the ones we are looking for. I get the ones who are rooted in faith like yourself, and we praise God for you. But for somebody who might be listening to this program and saying, I also want to become a Christian, and they're hearing us talk, and they're thinking, okay, but I've seen people who prayed, and they did not get their answers. I've seen people who've hoped, and hope didn't get realized. How do we respond to such, to say, no, you can still hope, even though you don't see your answers? I mean, it reminds me of Karl Marx. Religion is the opiate of the people, because all we are telling you to hope for is so that you don't become problematic in the society, thinking maybe let's leave this God thing and go do something else so that we can receive our answers by our own labors. Let's keep them hope and say, no, don't worry. Yeah, you're not receiving. Don't worry. You will get Jesus when the earth comes to pass.
This hope that we're talking about is also about trust in the Lord, and also there's an aspect of waiting, okay? Because when you pray, you will not expect an answer there and then. Sometimes you may receive an answer there and then. Sometimes it may take time. So I'm drawn to the scriptures where we talk about our father, the father of faith, Abraham, okay? He was promised, okay, that you're going to be the father of many nations, and that until he was 75 years old, actually the promise came at 75.
That's the thing. The promise came, okay. Mfundi Mdala. That's the thing. Promise. I'm wanting those who die without receiving.
How long did it take? At 100 years old now. So there's an aspect of waiting Did he give up? No, he didn't give up. Okay. So my encouragement to someone who is listening and maybe hoping for things to happen there and then, because we are not worshiping a God who is a magician, abracadabra.
Yeah.
We're worshiping a God who, in his own time, he knows what we want, okay, and how badly we need it, okay? But again, in his own calendar, he knows where to fix things and how to give us what we're wishing for. Either is it healthy, either employment, or what in exactly that we want. So God has got his own calendar. Even us, we've got a calendar. I say, I want things to happen soonest. But we need to balance now. That's where now we need what? Exercise patience. And this trust, which is also linked with the hope, this trust in the Lord. Because when you look at Abraham, at 75, at 80, 92, 93, 94, he continued to hope and wait and pray that indeed the promise would come. Mm-hmm. And later on, the promise came at 100 years. And today, Abraham only had the son that he had at 100 years. He became the father of many nations.
Mm.
It came to pass. The hope was fulfilled. The promise came to be fulfilled. So equally, to us as brothers and sisters, as Christians, definitely, as we hope for the Lord, as we wait upon the Lord, there's an aspect of doing our part, working, prepare ourselves, especially for those maybe who are going at school. You cannot pray for a job when you don't have the documents. You don't have the papers. You don't have the certificates. Okay? So we must inline ourselves, even as we hope, as we pray, wishing for things, expecting or desiring something to happen, we must do also our part to prepare ourselves. And then we leave what God can do, and then we do what we're able
what
to do.
What we can do in the meantime. And I think what I'm hearing, especially for the example of Abraham, that it's important to, because I'm just thinking, yes, he did not receive the promise of the child until when he was over almost 30 years since the promise was given. But he was able to see evidences of the presence of God in the interim. You know, he would meet him at certain spots and be reminded still, hey, don't worry, I know what I've promised you and it's coming. And he'd still be given other assurances that God, and I think that's for me is what I'm looking for, to say, how do we know the assurances that God is still with us? And maybe as we try and make that plain, talk to us about how to distinguish spiritual hope and emotional avoidance, where we just say, no, just hope. And that you're trying to avoid the actual thing that is not coming and avoid the reality of that this thing is not being received. How do we distinguish then to say, no, this is actually hope. I'm not just wishing. I'm not just avoiding the fact that I'm not receiving. I'm hoping and I'm still waiting and standing on that hope.
Yes, it's very true. We must really distinguish between spiritual hope and also emotional avoidance. You know, the spiritual hope that we're talking about, it seems very easy to hear and learn about, as you have put it, that, you know, wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and bring all our pain down and so on. It shall be well, it shall be well. Yes, that's the spiritual part of hope and that the spiritual part of believing in God. Now, the emotional avoidance, believe you me, my brother, and those that are listening, as in Africa and around the world, it is very difficult. It is not easy.
Okay.
Because we are emotional beings. Okay? You and me and everyone else, we are emotional beings. Such that if things goes to the west, definitely you and me would react in a certain way. Okay? And some of us who have been waiting for things, who have been emotional for things that we hoped for that this could happen, and yet things didn't happen according to our part.
Yeah.
But even in this mix of confusion, being in the middle, because on the other side, physically, you want things to move in a certain way. Things are not moving in a certain way. You have become emotional. You become aggressive. Other sometimes people become angry with the Lord. The so-called this faith, because things are not moving according to my plans, how I desire. And for years now, I've always been living in this manner. Okay? And it's very painful. It is very painful. But sometimes, what keeps me as a person, as a Christian, even when that which I desire most, that which I wish in my life, hasn't come to pass. On the other aspect, I think interacting with the friends, fellowshipping, praising the Lord, going to service, it gives me that courage again to say, one more time, let me again ask the Lord. Because sometimes you can say, I will not pray, I will not ask, I'll just keep quiet and you see what whatever will happen now. I'm tired, I've prayed enough, and so on. Those are emotional now that are playing. And that is the reality on the ground. But on the other aspect, if you mingle, you go into the scriptures, there's a way how the scriptures give you strength and power again, to hope again, to say, maybe the Lord will surely come through. So balancing our lives, yes, physically, it is very difficult. But at the same time, again, finding yourself in the groups of the brethren, it gives you courage. It gives you strength again to say, the Lord is aware. The Lord is aware of the situation. The Lord has promised to do something. You continue again pressing, saying, God, you're the only one who can come through for me. So there's that distinguishing between spiritual hope and emotional. When we stick closer to the Lord, we overlook these emotions that really affect us and draws us away from our hope.
Yeah.
So coming back to God's word, prayer, fellowshipping with the saints, with the brethren, it tends to give us another energy to forge ahead and continue maybe hoping that things will move well as we stick on the Lord's side.
I want us to close it off, Mdala, in just about a minute. Our time is out, but in a minute, if you can, talk to us about how, because I think one thing that is coming across is there's sometimes the sentiment that everything we want, God will give. And I think sometimes the motivational speakers will fool us to think, no, your friend received, your time is coming. Whereas sometimes those things are not for us. Whatever it is sometimes we are asking for is not the thing that God has in line for us. Talk to us about how biblical hope challenges the assumptions that we possess about the outcome and sometimes even about the timing.
Yes, biblical hope challenges our assumption indeed, and about timing and outcome. Because what we hope for, what we pray for, sometimes will not even come in the way that we expected it to come in this manner. Okay? And I've heard this message, no, you are the head, you are not the tail. Just say to your father and he'll give you and blah, blah, blah. Try to give us that comfort that whatever we do, if you're a Christian, then things must be well with you. That's the gospel of our day. The gospel of today is, as long as you're a child of God, God is your Father, our God, God is your Creator, then things are well with you. Just command, just tell him you will do it. He's your Papa, he's your God. Eh? You're not the tail, but you are the head.
The head.
People are made to believe that once they become and accept the Lord Jesus, things are smooth. Things will go the way they'll go. But as we go on this week lesson, talking about nurturing hope in terms of waiting, actually, there's a lot of waiting that we must do.
Mm-hmm.
As the Bible says, we must exercise what? Patience. Blessed are the saints whose hope are in the what? In the Lord.
Yeah.
So, about timing, our assumption about timing and outcome. For example, we've talked about Abraham. It's a good example about timing and outcome. Abraham thought within a month, within a year, within 2 years, within 7 years, definitely a child was going to be born. Okay? That's about the outcome and the timing. So our timing may not be the timing of God.
The Lord.
God has our timing, has his own timing concerning our promise upon our lives.
Yeah, no, okay? Thank you.
So no, biblical hope really challenges us quickly as I summarize, as I finish.
We already
biblical
had a minute to put this and you're already over two, but okay, quickly.
Yeah, so biblical hope challenges our assumption that our hope is in the Lord. And the Lord knows the outcome and when to give us.
No, thank you so much.
I think I will end.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. It's about what? Saying, not my will, but your will be done. God is not a... Is
do
not
you want to listen to Adventist?
Yeah, God is not Father Christmas who is willing to give us anything and everything. We write, a list and he just delivers. Thank you so much, my elder. May God bless you until we shall again tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and to all our listeners.
Thank you. That's how we close off today's session. The introduction to this, I think, is going to be a fiery one. Share your thoughts, your comments. We want to hear from you. +27 73 470 3520.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.